Hi everyone, welcome back to the 7th episode of the Upper Switch podcast. The main topic for this episode is the Korean War, history and the aftermath. In this episode, we'll be trying to answer a few key questions such as, what were the causes and consequences of the Korean War? What are the conflicts was the Korean War connected with? What is the status of the Korean War as of today? Who was responsible for the Korean War? Which countries are involved in the Korean War? How can we resolve this conflict? Who gained or lost what from the Korean War? First, the causes of the Korean War. The main causes of the Korean War were the Cold War, the spread and clash of communist and capitalist principles, the Japanese occupation of Korea during World War II. We can divide the Korean War timeline into six main parts. 1945, Korea is divided on the 30th parallel. June 25, 1950, North Korea invades South Korea with support from communist countries such as the USSR. June 30, 1950, America joins the war and fights North Korea. October 25, 1950, China joins North Korea and attacks American troops. 1951 to 1952, North Korea and South Korea are stuck in a stalemate. 1953, armistice signed and fighting stops. In 1953 armistice, neither side was able to claim outright victory. Decades on, the truce still all technically prevents the North Korea and the US, along with its ally South Korea, resuming the war, as no peace treaty has ever been signed. Both sides regularly accuse each other of violating the agreement, but the accusations have become more of frequent tension rise over North Korea's nuclear program. When the armistice was signed on 27 July 1953, talks had already dragged on for 2 years and snarled in testy issues such as the exchange of prisoners of war and the location of demarcation line, ceasefire, a suspension of open hostilities, a fixed demarcation line with a 4-kilometer buffer zone, the so-called demilitarization zone, a mechanism for the transfer of prisoners of war. Both sides pledged not to execute any hostile act within, from, or against the demilitarized zone. The agreement also called for the establishment of Military Armistice Commission, MAC, and other agencies to ensure the truce is held. The MAC, which comprises members from both sides, still meet regularly in the truce village of Panmunjom. Despite the relative peace since the war ended, tensions remain high between the two Koreas, and the borders remain mostly heavily militarized frontier in the world. The effects of the Korean War. The Korean War had and still continues to have a lot of consequences. The major ones are Communist North, Capitalist South, DPRK and ROK declared independent states, a division of the two states along the 30th parallel. Korean civil casualties, dead, wounded, or missing, total between 3 and 4 million the 3 years of war. The war was disastrous for all of Korea, destroying most of its industries. North Korea fell into poverty and could not keep up with South Korea's economic pace. The impact of the war in Korea. 10% of the entire Korean population were reported as killed, wounded, or missing. 600,000 homes were destroyed. Korea Peninsula remained divided in two. The population in the north declined from 9 million to 7 million. The two Koreas from then had developed differently. North Korea remained as what it is in 1950 with primitive dictatorship regime and low standard of living. Its patrons, China and Russia, had already abandoned communism, but North Korea still freezes its time. South Korea remained authoritarian state for many years. The US agreed to offer South Korea protection but insisted there will be no attacks on the North democracy slowly developed in South Korea. Could be argued as justified war as it fulfilled hopes of the United Nations and Truman to install a democratic country in the South Korea. The connection of the Korean War with other conflicts. The Korean War was a big part of the Cold War because that was the first time the Korean Cold War has turned to being hot, being fought by two proxies of the two superpowers, the USSR and the United States of America. The Korean War was the first of the many other proxy wars funded and fought directly or indirectly by these two superpowers. Apart from these two superpowers, other countries such as Japan and China, Republic of China, played a huge part in the war as well. The status of the conflict as of today. The Korean War ended in a standstill. The South and North were separated. They clashed a few times after the war. When the war ended, the US sent a lot of troops there to maintain peace there and in surrounding regions which are related to North and South Korea. Who is responsible for this conflict? Different people have different perspectives on this. After analyzing them and thinking about it, I think this is the main reason behind the Korean War was Stalin and the USSR. Because they invaded the capitalist South to spread communism and as a power move to intimidate the United States and to show the rest of the world their power. Countries that are involved in the conflict include DPRK, ROK, People's Republic of China, the USSR, and the USA. Japan played a huge role in the war before it actually started because the entirety of Korea was controlled by Japan. However, after Japan lost World War II, it was forced to give up its control over North and South Korea. This was the main reason that the fight started in the first place. Who gained slash lost what from the war? USA. USA was successful in containing the expansion of communism by making sure that Russia doesn't help North Korea invade South Korea and spread communism. USA spent a lot of money on its first hot war against Russia and failed in terms of rollback. US committed to protecting Taiwan even after losing large amounts of money because of this war. What did the USSR lose or gain from this war? Stalin put his reputation on the line by supporting North Korea. North Korea's invasion ultimately failed. This was a failure propaganda by the USSR, which resulted in showing that Stalin is not actually as strong as he seems and portrays to the rest of the world. Cemented its communist influence in North Korea, due to which even to present day, communism plays a major role in how North Korean government functions. Preserved its influence as a communist nation. Cost of the war was an economic burden on the already struggling USSR economy. Because of the war, there was increased military buildup, which will be hard for the USSR economy. What did China lose or gain from the war? Because China got involved, they held the US to a draw. If it was only US and Russia who were involved in the Korean War, many analysts believe that US would have won the war and would have resulted in both the countries becoming a capitalist country. However, China got involved and supported North Korea, which helped make it a stalemate. Reinforced communist power in China, legitimized communist rule. Huge casualties, more than any other nation except Korea. This means that after Korea, China was the country that lost the most number of people for a conflict that it wasn't even supposed to be involved in. Huge economic cost. War hindered developments of economy. Isolated China diplomatically and increased US commitments in Asia. Who gained or lost what from Korea's point of view? Both the Korean plateaus still remain divided. Casualties, economic destroyed. This was an all-out war for both Koreas. Growth of military. South Korea. US promises to defend South Korea military in the future, whereas North Korea stopped getting help from both the communist force, China or Russia. However, this isn't much of a problem for North Korea as they have begun testing nuclear weapons since a very long time. Non-democratic governments in both North and South, communism in North, right-wing dictatorship with three in the South. How can this be solved? The Korean War was resolved on June 27, 1953 when the Korean Armistice Agreement was signed. This brought in the DMZ, Demilitarized Zone. But the conflict still has not ended. We can resolve this conflict by exposing the people of Nar to how the rest of the world lives and what they are missing out on and how much they are being lied to. We cannot forcefully reunite the two states as this would cause mass protests on the south and lead to civil war. We must let the people of the north revolt and voluntarily reunite. Other consequences of the war and impacts on the United States include human and economic cost. 33,651 Americans died in combat and 103,000 were wounded. It is a very expensive in economic terms too. 14% of their gross national product in 1953 was put towards this war. Anti-communist paranoia brings McCarthyism alleging existence of communist plot in the US. Senator McCarthy became a feared presence in American politics, then supported many senior Republican Party figures during Truman's era. But Senator McCarthy soon faded after Eschers became a president as he became an embarrassment to the Republican Party. In this podcast, we didn't talk about how Japan was impacted, even though it was the main cause of the Korean War, as Japan only played a huge role when they actually ruled over Korea. Later, when both the Koreas actually started fighting, Japan wasn't involved in any way. Thank you, and if you found this episode informative, please share it with your friends.